and Josephine.
It's like a personal story about these kids, but at the same time, it's like huge. The set design and everything is like spectacular.
In Paramount Pictures and DreamWorks Pictures' new movie, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, the production design was inspiration for the imagination.
It felt like I had landed in the middle of The Wizard of Oz in the Kansas scenes, you know?
Jim Carrey's not really in Kansas. He's on a Hollywood set created by Oscar-winning production designer Rick Heinrichs.
The appeal was to create this world that is both familiar and you don't exactly know where you are.
You'd go out in the middle of a set, and it was 360 degrees. You could see all around you, so you felt like you were outside.
The set simply blends into the background, and it's impossible to tell just where one leaves off and the other begins.
Rick's sets are a remarkable feat of kind of engineering and illusion. I've never actually worked with anyone quite like him.
Lemony Snicket's filming nearly took over an entire Hollywood studio.
We shot 21 weeks at Paramount Studios on 10 different sound stages.
We have been become known as Lemony Piggy, I'm told.
Space was saved when miniature Snicket sets were also used in filming.
We can do things with miniatures that you wouldn't want to do with live action.
And some sets were so large that an old space shuttle hangar in Downey, California was used for scenes on the water.
We're shooting on our lake set. We created a lake here within this building. It is 275,000 square foot facility.
Back on dry land, Rick Heinrichs's astounding sets were exotic eye candy for everyone.
It's the most beautiful set I've ever seen for anyone. I want to move in.
I love when an actor walks in and they say, oh my God, this is unbelievable. This is just great.
This project really impressed me. It was amazing.